It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. A day of patriotic festivity with flags waving, hot dogs, and burgers on the grill, and it all culminates with fireworks lighting up the night sky. It can only be one day, the 4th of July. Here to talk about the business behind our favorite summer holiday is our contributor, Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca Harris, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
It's great to be here and happy almost 4th of July, Paul.
I know, it's exciting.
It's so great.
I can't wait for it to get here. And for our young listeners or those who need a quick refresher, let's talk about the history behind the 4th of July and maybe not so much about the revolution, but the history of how we celebrate the 4th of July.
Okay. So if you remember, and I went back to a little bit of my history, so you got to always go back to our founding fathers and mothers. July 4th, 1776, the Declaration of Independence was approved by the Continental Congress, and that really set the 13 colonies on the road to freedom as a sovereign nation. And as always, this most American of holidays was really marked by parades and fireworks and backyard barbecues around the country. So it really goes back a long way. And in July 1776, the estimated number of people living in the newly formed independent nation was 2.5 million. Today, our the 2012 census, Paul, we're at 314 million. So a little bit of a difference.
We need a few more burgers. Some extra hot dogs.
Right, just a few.
So is the 4th of July really a business? In my day, it meant, you know, a picnic, maybe a ball game, a fireworks display at the end of the day, you know, much like our founding fathers. But what is happening today? What's going on?
So it is a really huge business, Paul, and it affects numerous industries. So let's just look at fireworks alone. According to the American Pyrotechnics Association, there really is an association called the American Pyrotechnics Association. The U.S. fireworks industry has experienced unprecedented growth during the past decade and a half. So in 1998, the revenue that was spent on display fireworks, those are the kind that you see at big ball games and at fireworks and 4th of July, was $141 million. Today, $318 million. Consumers who bought fireworks, although you're not really supposed to use fireworks, so I'm not going to really, I can't quite understand that. But anyway, consumers in 1998 spent $284 million on consumer fireworks. And in 2012, when this statistic came out, spent $649 million. So we are certainly talking about a big business.
And it's getting bigger, and that's because more people want to have displays. It brings in more. For example, baseball teams didn't all shoot off fireworks after a game, but is that because it brings in more business?
It brings in more business. The revenues attracted with it. So I think they realized that they had a great thing with the 4th of July, so let's just carry it over to all the other nights that we possibly can. And so we see it all over the place, and it's exciting. And of course, I need to certainly mention that fireworks are also one of the causes of the most number of accidents over July 4th. So for those of you who work in medical establishments, it's not a really fun day. So do not use fireworks in an unsafe manner and make sure that kids are supervised if they're using even sparklers, because we want to see you safe.
Meanwhile, on to the food. And Rebecca, break down the number of hot dogs, chicken, red meat consumed, as well as the fireworks and flags that are displayed each year on the 4th of July.
Okay, so first of all, I want to talk about the barbecues. There has always been a White House tradition since Thomas Jefferson of having a barbecue. Lyndon Johnson sort of took it to the next level. He was the 36th president, and he hosted the first barbecue at the White House that featured Texas-style barbecued ribs. So there you go.
He was from Texas, so that made sense.
That made perfect sense. So we're just going to do a little quiz here, Paul.
Okay.
How many hot dogs were consumed on the 4th of July last year? We're talking about in the millions.
I'm going to say 200 million.
Oh, you're very close. 150 million. 150 million. The amount of chickens that were purchased in the week leading up to the 4th of July, 700 million pounds of chickens. So when you look at the trickle-down effect from the farmers to the supermarkets to the barbecue sauces, I mean, it is a huge business. The amount of red meat and pork purchased, 190 million pounds. And how many people grill outdoors? 87%. All right.
Of Americans?
Of Americans.
Are outside grilling on the 4th of July.
Yeah, so have you bought your grill? That's big business. Grills are expensive. So I think when you really think about how it really translates into dollars. So your last quiz, Paul, is the dollar amount of American flags imported into the U.S. from China. There you go. What a perfect question, you know, in the millions. We're in the millions.
Well, the Chinese invented the fireworks, so why not let them make the flags?
Right, right.
Millions. Yeah, I'll say roughly 150 million.
Actually, it's a much lower number. It's 5 million, sorry, but we do make a lot of them here locally. That's cool. Right, right.
I'm assuming that everybody wants to walk around with a flag.
Yes, absolutely.
But I understand that there will be fewer drivers seen on the roads this 4th of July. Why is this?
Well, it's an interesting phenomenon, and I think part of the reason is that the economy is still rather sluggish, and AAA, when we talked to them, they said that they expect about 40 million people on the highway driving 50 miles or more during that July 4th break. But as the holiday falls on a Thursday, it sort of shortens the vacation time too. So the calendar effect is one of the reasons. And also because of the impact of the sequester and the effect of the end of the payroll tax cuts on American families. So they're seeing some decline in the number of people driving over the holidays. And the price of gas, it's about 10 cents more this year than it was last year. But again, July 4th, we're churning the economy with all these purchases. The busiest days on the road, July 3rd and July 7th.
So stay off the road on those days.
If you can, yeah.
That payroll tax, it's no small amount of money. If you're making, say, $50,000, that
right.
can be about 40 bucks out of your
right.
paycheck.
Right.
And that's a lot of discretionary
yeah,
income for
is.
People.
It
We're
is.
Talking with Rebecca Harris. She's our business correspondent and director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University here on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. So, Rebecca, in your opinion, what is the best part of the July 4th holiday?
Well, for me, I really love the fireworks. I love the music. I love the crowds. I love sort of the whole intensity of it. The Pittsburgh Business Times did an interesting article last year where they found out that the thing that people liked the most between fireworks, cooking out, parades, and everything else was the day off, because you get the day off. It's a federal holiday. So for everybody who's working, I think that's a pretty cool thing that you get the day off. I think I would choose the fireworks.
Me too.
Okay.
Last but not least, you know, for those folks who don't have plans, what do you suggest that the average Americans listening to this program, what do you suggest that they do?
So for Pittsburghers, you really must consider going to the Pittsburgh Regatta and 4th of July fireworks. It's a fabulous extravaganza of water sports and freestyle motocross and powerboat racing and children's activities and two fireworks displays and lots of music. So we have lots of links, I know, on your website to a lot of this information. It goes from July 2nd to July 4th. It is certainly free, but I am sure there are a lot of vendors who will be doing a lot of good business during that event. So that would be my top choice.
Rebecca Harris is our business correspondent. She's the director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, and she is someone with whom I associate independence. Thank you so much for being with us.
Have a great 4th, Paul.
Thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. We welcome your comments and story ideas at ESSPGH at WESA.FM. And you can catch the entire show at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. This is 90.5 WESA, Pittsburgh's NPR station. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.